Harper Audio presents Simply Irresistible by Rachel Gibson, performed by Kathleen Early. Prologue. McKinney, Texas, 1976. Mathematics gave George Ann Howard a headache, and reading made her eyes hurt. At least when she was reading, she could move her finger along the tricky words and fake it sometimes. She couldn't fake math. George Ann laid her forehead on the piece of paper sitting on her desk and listened to the sounds of her fourth grade classmates playing outside at recess beneath the warm Texas sun. She hated math. But she especially hated counting all those dumb bundles of sticks. Sometimes she stared at the little drawings of sticks so hard, her head and eyes ached. But each time she counted, she came up with the same answers. The wrong answers. To take her mind off the math, Georgianne thought of the pink tea she and her grandmother planned to have after school. Grandmother would have already made the little pink pinafores, and the two of them would dress in pink chiffon and break out the pink tablecloth, napkins, and matching cups. Georgianne loved pink teas, and she was good at serving, too. "Georgianne!" she snapped to attention. "Yes, ma'am." "Did your grandmother take you to see the doctor like we talked about?" Mrs. Noble asked. "Yes, ma'am." "Did your grandmother take you to get tested?" She nodded. For 3 days the week before, she read stories to a doctor with big ears. She answered his questions and wrote stories. She did math and drew pictures. She liked drawing pictures, but the rest had been real dumb. "Are you finished?" Georgianne looked down at the scribbled up page in front of her. She'd used her eraser so many times, the little answer boxes were a dull gray, and she'd ripped several three-corner tears next to the bundles of sticks. "No," she said, and covered the paper with her hand.
"Let me see what you've done."
Dread weighing her down, she rose from her chair, then made a great show of pushing it in at a precise angle. The soles of her patent leather shoes barely made a sound as she slowly walked to her teacher's desk. She felt sick to her stomach. Mrs. Noble took the messy paper from Georgianne's hand and studied the math problems.
"You've done it again," she said,
irritation punctuating her words. Displeasure narrowed her brown eyes and pinched her thin nose.
"How many times are you going to write down the wrong answers?"
Georgianne glanced over her teacher's shoulder to the social studies table where 20 small igloos had been constructed out of sugar cubes. There should have been 21, but because of her poor penmanship, Georgianne would have to wait to make her igloo. Maybe tomorrow. "I don't know," she whispered.
"I've told you at least 4 times that the answer to the first problem is not 17. So why do you keep writing it down?"
"I don't know." Over and over she'd counted each stick. There were 7 in 2 bundles and 3 single twigs on the side. That made 17.
"I've explained this to you repeatedly. Look at the paper."
When Georgianne did as she was told, Mrs. Noble pointed to the first bundle of sticks.
"This bundle represents 10, she barked,
and moved her finger over.
"This bundle represents 10 more, and we have 3 ones to the side. How many is 10 plus 10?
Georgianne pictured the numbers in her head.
20.
Plus 3?
She paused to count it out silently.
23.
Yes, the answer is 23.
The teacher shoved the paper at her.
"Now go sit down and finish the rest."
Once she was seated again, Georgianne looked at the second problem on the page. She studied the 3 bundles, carefully counted each stick, then wrote down 21. As soon as the dismissal bell rang, Georgianne grabbed the new purple poncho her grandmother had knitted for her and practically ran all the way home. When she entered the back door, she noticed the pink pedophores on the blue and white marbled counter. The kitchen was small, the yellow and red wallpaper peeling loose in places, but the room was Georgianne's favorite. It smelled of nice, comfortable things like cakes and bread, pine sol and ivory liquid.